Thursday, August 14th. I'm still in a state of shock. It looks like my band and I may actually be going to Paris. However, the final hurdle is that everyone must be ready, willing, and able. Trevor has already cleared everything with our parents, and they've agreed to let me break the news to my bandmates. We'll basically be working with the same Bad Boys management team we had on tour. Victoria Steele, the world-famous Olympic gold medalist figure skater, is our creative director and personal prison guard, chaperone. She'll also be our stylist, since the internationally known fashion designer Blaine Blackwell is currently on a major project in Milan, Italy. I texted everyone today to let them know we needed to have an important meeting by phone at 3 p.m. to discuss a potential project for our band. I didn't give them any details. Everyone was loving their savage summer challenges and staying super busy. So when I asked them about taking time off to participate in a band project, we got into a heated discussion. I think we should pass, Zoe said. After that super intense Bad Boys tour, I think we need a break too. Brandon totally agreed with Zoe. Are we going to be paid in cupcakes again? Mark complained. Right now, I need cold, hard cash to fund my motocross. Theo agreed with Mark. Sorry, but I totally refuse to share the stage with another creepy clown, Chloe grumped. That was too weird, Violet agreed with Chloe. Okay, we'll consider all of that, but I also need to figure out if we're even available. So what do your schedules look like for the next 2 weeks? Baking contest. Music fest. Student drum recitals.
3-on-3 ball semis.
Thrills on Wheels show.
Motocross regionals.
This is hopeless, Chloe complained. We're way too busy to even agree on a date. Ironically, everyone enthusiastically agreed that we'd never agree. I totally understand how everyone feels, I said. To address your concerns, unfortunately, there's no pay. But there are no clowns or cupcakes either. It's a trip to a major city, mostly to chillax, not work. I continued. I know you're all looking forward to your savage summer challenge projects, but what if we were offered a once-in-a-lifetime luxury vacation for free? Personally, I think we'd be stupid not to take advantage of this opportunity. Ironically, everyone agreed with that, too. Suddenly, my friends all started talking at once. And soon, they were begging me to tell them where we were going and when we'd be leaving. So, here are the deets, I smiled. Who's up for Paris in 3 days? Seriously?
No way.
Shut up. Say what?
Are you kidding?
Dude, for real?
My friends could not believe this fantastic news. Listen up, guys. I'm serious. We leave for Paris in exactly 3 days. Trevor has already cleared everything with our parents. So, we should probably hang up and start packing. Right now, I giggled. Everything must have finally started to sink into their brains because suddenly my friends totally lost it and started yelling hysterically into their phones. Chloe and Zoe both had the same reaction.
Scree! Wow, you have no idea. I've always dreamed of going to Paris, Violet gushed.
Nikki, this is great news. Paris is such a wonderful city, Brandon exclaimed. And it's going to be even better being there with you. And, all our friends, of course. Paris rocks. Practically everyone rides scooters there. How cool is that? Mark said.
Whoa, Paris sounds great. I love French cuisine, especially the pastries,
Theo practically drooled.
OMG, it was such a relief to finally share this news with everyone. I've been keeping it a secret, like, forever, and it was killing me.
I explained all the details about our trip and how, other than our one-day photo shoot, we'd be able to spend most of our time exploring the city, visiting famous landmarks, and experiencing French culture. This trip to Paris is going to be just awesome. I mean, what could go wrong?